Oh, man, play it again, Nino.
Let me get that martini ready. Look at this.
Oh, God, look at that, huh? Ooh, put it in the icebox. I'll be making a beeline for it the second I get blessed relief. Hi, it's Grace. You made it through, and how do you do? Hi, Lily. Hi, Lily. Hi, Lay.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm fine. What's on your mind?
Okay, listen. First of all, I just want to tell you right off the bat that I enjoy your show immensely.
Thank you.
And, you know, I really enjoy it, and that's all.
Thank you.
And secondly, holiday gift ideas.
Yes.
I have a lot of family members to buy for it, and I'm kind of stuck.
Waffle irons. Waffle iron, sir. Give everybody a waffle iron.
The whole family.
The whole mashpucha.
I mean, by one and put
no.
Names on it,
a waffle iron for everybody that lives in an individual household. Like your mom and dad, you let them share a waffle iron. If your brother has a place of his own, buy him a waffle iron. And if your sister has a place of her own, buy her a waffle iron. One waffle iron per household. Huh?
You think that's a good idea?
That's a great idea. I mean, I do it every year. Waffle irons are the way to go. Because most people do not own a waffle iron. Then you can talk about how romantic it is to have a waffle iron. When you wake up Saturday and Sunday morning, you break out the various ingredients and fill the house with the aroma of a fresh-cooked waffle. The great thing about a waffle iron, you can get one for under $25. One size fits all. They won't use it very much, so it rarely breaks down. You can pre-wrap it, so that if somebody comes over with a present for you and you don't have a present for them, you don't have to look stupid. You say, oh, good, thanks for your present. Here, let me get yours. Inside the closet are like half a dozen pre-wrapped waffle irons with the card already pasted to it and a pen lying there. So you just pick it out. You write, you know, to Zelda. You know, you already got you from Joe, so it looks like you already had it ready. Yeah, of course, make sure the pen is the same one. That's why you leave the pen in the closet with your stack of waffle iron. So many times around holiday season, it's so awkward. All of a sudden, ding-dong, there are the neighbors. They've got a present for you. You didn't give them a second thought. You weren't going to buy them squat. All of a sudden, there's Phil and Ethel. Hey, Merry Christmas. Here's a little gift. You say, great, I'm glad you came over. We just finished wrapping yours. You step into the closet, you write Phil and Ethel on the card. Here's your waffle iron. You know what I'm saying? It's perfect. Same when you're first dating somebody. When you go out with somebody like you met 2 weeks before Christmas, now it's real awkward. Do you buy her something? Will she think you're forward? Don't buy her anything. But if she comes over to your house with a present, you can reach for a waffle iron. So here you go. So remember the waffle iron. It's your friend. Wrap half a dozen. And keep in mind, what you don't give away this year, you'll give away next. So buy them by the gross. Waffle irons. In this time of hustle bustle, a waffle iron can be a busy man's friend. Of course, not everybody wants a waffle iron.
What the hell you think you're doing? Boy, you are lost, ain't you?
Well, hell, I guess this river comes out somewhere, don't it?
Now let's you just drop them pants.
Drop?
Taking a wrong turn. That you get your damn ass up in them woods.
All right, now look.
cow thing.
Hello, cucumber.
It was 12 inches long.
I bet you could squeal like a pig.
I know what a lot of guys are thinking. They're thinking, well, you know, this kid saves me a Christmas present. I'm going to marry her anyway, so let me give her that engagement ring Christmas morning. And that way, there's your present, and we're engaged. Because you're going to have to, you know, drop a couple of G's on the ring anyway, so, you know, why spend another $39.95 for that waffle iron? Well, let me tell you something. If you are going to give your funny little honey her engagement ring this Christmas season, do not put it in the champagne glass anywhere where you're eating. Let me give you one. I mean, it one time ruined the Christmas that I got engaged to Estelle. I'm telling you, you're going to marry a woman, just hand her the ring and say, will you marry me? Here. I thought I'd get cute, and I put it in a glass of champagne. And we're sitting there, and I'm waiting for Estelle to notice that the ring is in the champagne. Of course, we had the lights dimmed so we could get the maximum effect off the Christmas tree. And she's sitting there running around. She said, a Christmas toast. I said, sure, sweetheart. Happiness throughout the land. And she threw back her glass of champagne. And the next thing you know, she swallows it. I'm like, oh, my God. She's like, ah. And I can see her eyes are bugging out of her head. I realized her windpipe was blocked. So I grabbed her to do the Heimlich maneuver. I picked her up, just like they said. I had my fist under her sternum. I swung her around. Her feet hit the Christmas tree. Over it went. It was a real live tree, so that meant all the water spilled out all over the floor. Now we got lights are going. And I'm swinging her all around. I'm telling you, it was a disaster. I mean, I'm thumping her on the back. I'm thinking, oh, my God. I hit her as hard as I could. And finally, she ended up swallowing that thing. I mean, she screamed. She keeled up. I said, the ring. I ran over to her looking like I was trying to buy a horse. I opened her yap and I stuck my hand in there. I said, where is it? Cost me $3,700. She said, oh, my God, I swallowed it. I said, don't move, Estelle, don't move. I got on the horn to the poison control center. I said, yeah, name's Nino Grisfinelli. Look, my girlfriend, I just proposed to her. I put the ring in the champagne. She swallowed it. She going to be all right? The guy said, well, I'm sure she'll be fine. I said, yeah, you want me to bring her in for an operation? The guy said, frankly, young man, I don't think there's a doctor in the country that would operate to get a wedding ring out. She's just going to have to pass it. I said, you mean pass it as in... like a massive? He said, exactly. I thought to myself, $3,700 I pay for a ring. He said, give her lots of Metamucil, you know, shall hepatic. I'm thinking, oh, my God. I said, Estelle, got some bad news for you. First of all, what you nearly choked to death on was the wedding ring that's... Will you marry me? She said, why, God, Nino, of course I'll marry you. A wedding ring? I said, yes. Engagement, big stone. She said, sure, I'll toast it with champagne. I said, you better toast it with Metamucil. We got to get that thing out of you. And we're going to get it out tonight, because I don't want you going to work and absentmindedly taking a mash of it and then flushing away $3,700 worth of diamond. You hear what I'm saying? So we started pouring down the Metamucil, that cold, crisp Christmas Eve. She's knocking down the X-Lax tabs. I'm saying, you feeling anything? I grabbed the stethoscope and I listened to her belly and I said, I think it's kicking in, Estelle. I ran into the kitchen. I grabbed the pot. I said, drop trow, Estelle. Get over the pot here. Oh, God. And so, fighting revolts in the whole world. Kind of like Uncle Eddie panhandling, I weeded my way through the grotesque intestinal sculpture until I found that caked diamond. I just grabbed it out of the mess and shoved it on her finger. I said, there you go! I looked at it and I thought to myself, good thing you're not the Pope.
You're rocking with the Grease Man Show.
And if you think that was sweet, wait till you hear what I got coming up. More Encore Grease. The best of the Grease Man Show continues.